Good morning, we are Maseches Peah. We are up to the fourth parak. Fourth parak starts as follows. Halakeach peiros b'misha inu neman al ha'maestros. Someone buys peiros from somebody who is not neman al ha'maestros, a typical person who would create demai. M'shachach la'asran. And he forgot to take off ma'aser. Now, it's Shabbos. And now he wants to eat it. He has a problem because the halacha is a person not allowed to take off ma'aser on Shabbos. The reason for that is because it, to a certain extent, it is a nirakim is sucking. The food is not able to be eaten before Shabbos. And now, on Shabbos, he has a problem, he's not allowed to eat it, and he does an action which looks as if he's fixing it. Nirakim is sucking is an isser midrabanan. When a person fixes something on Shabbos, it's an isser midrabanan to do that on Shabbos, because it looks like he's doing a significant act, which took something broken and he made it now usable. So now the question is, what should he do? Because now he wants to eat it. He can't take off ma'aser on Shabbos. But the problem is, it's demai. The person is not neman. Halacha is, v'shoyalei b'Shabbos. He goes back to the seller. And he asks him, did you take off ma'aser? Halacha is, yoichal al-piv. He's allowed to eat it based on the word of the person who's not neman. So in other words, even though this person normally is not neman, and if he sells you fruit or grain or anything, bread, he's not neman, we cannot believe him that he took off ma'aser. Nevertheless, on Shabbos, if he tells you that he took off ma'aser, we would believe him. The way that the Rav, the Bar Tanur, explains this is because, remember, we're not talking about evil people here. We're talking about people who are ignorant. They don't really know the halachas. They don't understand the importance. They don't understand the significance of the chiyuv of taking off ma'aser and the issur of eating fruits, which are not ma'aser. But it doesn't mean they're bad people. So this person, he has Amos Shabbos. He understands it's Shabbos today. He understands that Shabbos is a special day. He doesn't have the audacity to lie to the person on Shabbos to cause him to eat something on Shabbos, which is not ma'usr. So if you'll ask him on Shabbos, he'll be Naaman to say whether he took off ma'usr or not. There are others that understand that's an entirely different reason. Is that, you know, he himself doesn't want to do an Avera on Shabbos. But ultimately, again, it's not something which is a heter that we rely on under normal circumstances. It's because it's Shabbos, and because of an understanding of Shabbos, we allow him to believe him. However, the Mishnah continues, Choshka Moitzoy Shabbos Lo Yechal Chi Aser. If he still has leftover after Shabbos, and now it got dark, and it's Moitzoy Shabbos, now he should take off the mice. In other words, even though he believed him, eat it on Shabbos, it's only like a semi-belief that he has. It's enough for Chazal to relax the gezerah of demai for Shabbos. However, if he still has left over, he should still take off ma'aser. Loi mitzoi, he can't find the guy. He bought it, now he can't find the guy. Amar loi echad she'enei neman ala ma'aser. If another individual told him, even he told him that he took off ma'aser, musar and hein oichal apiv. So another person who he himself is not necessarily neman. In other words, halacha always is one person who testifies about an isser is believed. However, the general rule of thumb is a person is not believed about something he doesn't take seriously. Anybody who doesn't take something seriously can't be believed to testify about its kashrus. Because to you, what's the difference if you lie? It makes no difference. So therefore, Chazal don't believe him if he's not nema. But again, on Shabbos, we'll be oichal al piv, we'll eat it based on his word. But again, Choshka Moitzoy Shabbos Loyuchal Chi Aser, once Shabbos passes, we will not eat it until you take off Meiser. Trumas Meiser Shal Demai Shachazulim Kaimai. Trumas Meiser of Demai is, again, there's Meiser Rishain, and after you take off Meiser Rishain, there's Trumas Meiser. So if there's Trumas Meiser that was taken off of Demai, so again, we don't know for sure whether you had to take off Trumas Meiser, but we're assuming for the sake of Demai that you have to take off your Trumas Meiser, you took it off. But then what happened? It got mixed back up into the original bundle. Now you don't have enough to be mevatel. You have to have 100 to 1 to be mevatel it, to nullify it. In this case, you didn't have that. Even during the week, you can ask him and be oichal al piv. So in this case, it seems like the reason is because since it already has a name of truma. In other words, The Amaretz may not take it off because he doesn't think of it as being so significant. He doesn't understand the importance of taking off this Trumas Meiser or this Meiser. However, once you tell the Amaretz, buddy, I took off Trumas Meiser. I took it off. because I do take it seriously. Now it got mixed up. So do me a favor, tell me whether or not you took off Trumas Maaser, so I should know what the problem is, whether there's a problem here. So in this case, he understands that there already is something which is Trumas Maaser, which got mixed up. So you understand that it's more significant than this case, because you already gave it a name of Truma. He's not going to lie and tell you that he took off Trumas Maaser, causing you to eat something which is going to be eating Truma. In that case, he would be Neman. That's the halacha. That's the halacha according to Reb Shimon Shizurim. We passing like him. Mishnah Beis continues. A madras chaveray sheyechel atzlei. A person goes over to somebody and says, "I'm inviting you to my house for Shabbos. If you don't come, if you don't eat in my house, I am forbidding you from deriving any benefit from anything that belongs to me." So he's kind of understands that there's a bit of kind of strife over here. He wants to make sure you'll eat in his house, but to make sure that you'll come, he forbids you from eating anything else if you don't show up. The problem is, he doesn't want to eat in this guy's house because he doesn't really believe that this guy takes off maestris. He's allowed to eat in his house for the first Shabbos, even though he doesn't believe in a maestris. The way the Bartanur explains this is, first Shabbos means it's the Shabbos of his daughter's wedding. In that case, he could eat there for the first week because of Eva. We want to cause a fight. However, if he tells him that he took off Maestris, he's allowed to believe him, even though generally he does not believe him, doesn't believe that he's careful about Maestris. In this case, he can't believe him for the first week. The second week, which way, according to the way the Rav explains this is already after Sheva Brachas is over. So there's no longer a Sudas Mitzvah. In such a case, we're not going to allow him to eat in his house if he doesn't believe that he takes off proper mitzvahs. There are those who explain it differently, but this is the way the Bartanur explains it. It's talking about a Sudas Mitzvah. Therefore, we'll believe him for the first week. We won't believe him for the second week, which is no longer the week of Sheva Brachas. We'll stop here at Mishnah Gimel.